This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Police in northwestern Pennsylvania have recaptured murder suspect Michael Burham, who escaped from the Warren County Jail on July 6th. Earlier, they said they believed he was still in the area, and it turns out they were right. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
He had been tracked through the woods as he approached. Well, I'm going to look at the name of the road here. Logan Road. He encountered perimeter troopers there.
In Georgia, Henry County Sheriff Reginald Scandrett says police are looking for 40-year-old Andrew Longmore, who he says shot and killed three men and a woman this morning.
Wherever you are, we will hunt you down in any hole that you may be residing in and bring you to custody, period.
The killings happened at a subdivision in the small town of Hampton. That's about half an hour south of Atlanta. Police haven't said what they believe the motive was. It's a mystery in central Alabama. Police in the town of Hoover are looking for 25-year-old Carly Russell, who vanished Thursday after calling 911 and family members to tell them she'd seen a toddler walking unattended on the side of an interstate. Police Lieutenant Daniel Lowe.
Police officers who were already en route to the location of the initial 911 call located the female's vehicle as well as some of her belongings at the scene. They were unable to find her or a child in the area, and Hoover police have not received any additional calls of someone missing a small child.
Just how hot is it in Phoenix? It's so hot, the weatherman is telling people to go to the movies. KPHO meteorologist Paul Horton.
Find somewhere cool, folks. 117 on Sunday, 117 again on Monday.
That was Paul Hutton. It's not just that it's hot all day, it's that it doesn't cool down when the sun goes down, says KCBS-TV reporter Tom Waite in Los Angeles.
Experts say in addition to the extreme heat, what makes all of this so dangerous is how long these heat waves are lasting and how long it's staying hot, well into the night, into the 90s in some desert areas.
And we've learned that the campaign of Florida Republican governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis has laid off as many as nine staffers. It happened on Thursday. They were involved with event planning. DeSantis was in Iowa today talking about his record in Florida.
Every single thing we said we would do, we actually did and brought in for a landing. And rhetoric is great on the campaign trail. And you've heard some great slogans in my day. But ultimately, are you going to be able to get this stuff done for the American people? And that's what we're going to do.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $875 million, the third highest ever for the game. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Geek Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass, or was it like...
Grains wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah. But you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 10 o'clock on a Saturday evening, that is time. That means it's time for Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We kick it off with a double dip of Rogue Rat. Satisfaction Guaranteed is the name of the album. This is Drag Strip Queen on Max Inc. Heavy.
Fun to ride.
Inc. Heavy with Rogue Rat. The name of the new album is called Satisfaction Guaranteed. A Pawn in the Hand is the name of that song. Drag Strip Queen before that. Hey, they're playing Snotfest 3 at the Crucible on Monday. It's going to be in Madison on July 22nd. That's next week, everybody. And we're going to talk about Snotfest here in just a couple of minutes. Good evening. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin and around the area, around the Midwest, too. We throw all, if it's good, if it rocks, you're going to hear it here on Max Inc. Heavy. Got a good show tonight. Like I said, we're going to talk about Snotfest later this hour. Organizer Tommy Drums, I have no idea if that's his real last name. We'll ask him. He's going to join us soon. We're going to track through some songs from the artists playing Snotfest. That's coming up this hour. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. In the meantime, we'll do some music from Wizard Hammered, Super Tanker, and Lockjaw. Another show I want to tell you about is happening on Thursday, July 20th. Max Inc. Radio, WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM over in Waukesha presents the Whammy Guitars for Vet stage at the Liney Lodge inside the Waukesha County Fair. It's a really good lineup of bands. Of course, Iron Plow is going to play, Talon, and this band right here. It's Karma Shotgun and their song, My Trippy Little Autumn Goddess Overdose, on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
She walks in the world of black and light, but the sunshine seems to follow. Her cans yet taste like bubblegum, her eyes like Cupid's arrow. And God smiles here, so divine, a moonchild Angelito. Hey, little karma doll with painted toes, I want to see you dance for me without your clothes. Come on, baby, show the world what everybody knows. My trippy little autumn goddess overdose. Daydream, baby, you are the one to sanctify my tears. The hand of the spirit guides you on, and you and I are here. A supernatural sexual life, I wanna share your atmosphere. Hey, little karma doll with painted toes, I long to see you dance for me without your clothes. Come on, baby, show the world where everyone goes. My trippy little autumn goddess overdose. Spiritual machine, casting magic from above, celestial bodies in love, fertile crescent on the verge, laughing as our auras merge. Hey, little karma doll with naked toes, I want to see you dance for me without your clothes. Come on,
lion shall rule.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Need you for love.
Super Tanker is the name of that band on Max Inc. Heavy. Boiler is the name of the song. I really, really like the Super Tanker, and I want to see them live. They don't have any shows on the books. Hopefully they'll be playing a show in Madison. I get to go see them because their music is pretty tight. I like it a lot. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Jimmy K hanging out with you. We got Snotfest festivities happening here shortly. Time you will join us, and we're going to play some tracks from bands playing Snotfest this year. You know, another cool festival is actually happening as we speak. It started last night, so yesterday and today is Farmstock. Up in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, or should I say over? I guess it depends where you are. There was a bunch of bands there, like 40 bands playing there. Rictus Grin played. I think they played earlier today. Here's their song, Dark Hereafter. It's Rictus Grin on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Yeah!
Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the brand new one from Lockjaw and Annie Love. I love that. I love the Ministry sounding effect, I guess. Similar to Ministry. All right. I hope you're having a good evening. We're going to talk about Snotfest in just a couple of minutes. Tommy's in the studio. And we got a bunch of music from the bands playing at Snotfest, like Poison Boys, The Usuals. We'll do some Fast Plants. All that's coming up next on Max Inc. Heavy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Blow your mind with Porky's Groove Machine on the Luther Allison stage, Sunday, July 30th.
So let's go boogie, get down.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
This is Monica from Fox. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Look what you've done to me! Look what you've done to me! Look what you've done!
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's The Usuals out of Chicago, Illinois, and Cheers to No One. Prison Boys before that. Poison Boys before that. Excuse me. And that was Steamroller. Yeah, how did I screw that up? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Kevy. I'm joined with Tommy in the studio talking about Snotfest 3. It's happening at the Crucible on July 22nd. Tommy, good evening. Welcome to Maxine Radio, brother.
Hey, how you doing, man? It's great to be here.
It's great to see you. Snotfest 3. So let's go back to the beginning before we get to 3. Go back to Snotfest 1.
Oh, man.
What's the plan? What was the idea, the dream behind Snotfest, and how did you get it rolling?
It feels like an eternity ago.
Get a little closer and speak up.
It's like eternity ago. It seems like 2017, I did the first one. And, you know, I was just playing in bands and just wanted to try to bring something awesome to Madison that wasn't happening like that. Because there wasn't any really, like, fest-type events that were going on at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there still really isn't, so... And then, you know, we had a great turnout for that. So I was like, hell yeah, you know, the next year, 2018, we did it again. And it was awesome. We had some great, we kind of changed, you know, like the rollout of the styles of music. The first one, 2017, we had a lot of like poppier bands, you know, kind of pop punk-esque. And then 2018, we brought into a lot more hardcore bands, but still, you know, tried to blend it with the pop stuff just to try to get like a full... You know,
full spectrum. Yeah. Were those first two in Madison?
Yeah. Okay. Those were at Knuckle Down, which was sure. Area 51 or something. Yep. And then yep. Now it's like Red Rooster or something.
One of them was in the parking lot, right?
No. We tried to do it outside, but we couldn't get like something. I don't know. There was some kind of complications with that.
That's awesome. Personally, what are you up to these days? You're in a couple bands, obviously. We're going to play some of your new music here shortly.
Yeah. So I started this new... hardcore punk band with some guys, with Tim Yostin from Pyroclast and my buddy George. He's this young guy coming out here from Connecticut. And then my buddy Joe, he was in this band called Fistful of Pistol, and he's been in a ton of bands in Madison throughout the years. Yeah.
Fistful of Pistol.
Yeah.
Like that. So the new band, it's called Disconnect.
Yep.
It's kind of spelt funny, but that's how you say it, Disconnect.
Yeah. It's like German-esque.
Okay.
I don't know. We're umlauts and stuff.
That's cool. Are you doing any other song or any other bands besides Disconnect?
So I started another band. It's kind of like a slamming death metal band. It's called Sporadic Impulse. It's pretty brutal stuff, but we haven't really got it quite show ready with that group yet, so we're still working on things with that. And just got a new singer, so everything's falling into place fine with that, and it only took, you know, however many years to find people that actually want to play that terrible music.
Yeah. Are you booking? Are you obviously you're the organizer here of Snotfest here, promoter of it. Are you doing a lot of shows these days? Or
yeah, I mean, I've been trying to do what I can when I can. You know, family and kids and work. It gets kind of complicated doing that stuff. But
booking shows is a brutal business.
It is. It's totally thankless.
If a lot of people listen, a lot of newer bands listen to this show. If you had some advice, if they're trying to hop on a bill like a Snotfest, what's the best advice you could give them?
Don't demand money because nobody probably knows who the hell you are, for one. For two, I mean, present everything that you have when you're approaching a promoter, like your music, where you're from, all your information. Like,
get that press kit.
Yeah, exactly. Have that press kit ready. Don't just be like, hey, I heard this. Can I hop on? Like, okay, can you tell me more? Like,
right.
I'm not just going to know. So, I mean, it helps to be prepared when you're coming at a promoter. And, you know, I don't do this professionally. I just do it for fun. So,
yeah,
I don't give anybody, like, you know, anything...
We
crazy.
Follow,
yeah.
I'm sure you do too. But I follow a couple of promoters on social media, and they're always bitching about the other bands not giving them what they need or not showing up on time or whatever. You know,
it's
a tough business for sure. So Snotfest 3 is happening at the Crucible, great venue for this show.
Totally.
I mean, the Crucible is one of the top notch venues in Madison, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most excited about? If you had to pick one band, you're going to pick one of your kids here that you're most excited to see at Snotfest. Which one is that?
Oh boy, I mean, I really like the Fast Plants. I've been a skateboarder for like my whole life, and I love that they're all like skateboard theme and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see them. I mean,
and they're from Chicago. They're quite from, a few bands from Chicago here.
I think Waukegan area or something, I want to say.
Okay.
But I like every single band that was on this bill, and I try to do the same thing. And in case punk is like a whole, not just kind of single out every genre, you know, like not just strictly one thing. So I guess you'd say I'm excited to see them all.
Nice. Rogue Rat is they're opening the show at 1:45 at the Crucible. Brain Bleed.
Yep, they're a new hardcore band from Chicago. Check those guys out.
Very hardcore. We got a song from them coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You mentioned the Fast Plants. Warfilth out of Chicago.
They're
Chicago.
Another crusty D-beat raw punk band.
Poison Boys or Prison Boys. I actually just renamed them. Sorry about that, guys. They're going to kick my ass now. Yeah. I know that.
I love that classic sound that those guys come with.
Yeah. Crib Pooper will be playing.
Who?
Crib Pooper.
Oh, yeah, because you can't say the S-word.
Yeah, you can't say that on
those radio. Guys are awesome, too. They've been rocking out in Milwaukee for quite a while. Yeah. They played Medicine a couple times, I think, but excited to get those guys down here, too. They got some awesome jams.
What about, is it Hallux?
Hallux, yeah.
Hallux. Yeah. Tell me about that band.
They're kind of like a raw punk band. Think like kind of like doom, you know, late 80s, 90s crust punk stuff. I mean, there's a lot of heavy bands on this bill too.
There are. I mean, when I was previewing the bands before air, it's almost metal-ish.
Yeah, there's some, you know, super metal punk
like
bands
speed metal, you know.
Yeah, Motorhead-y, you know.
Minority Threat, that's an interesting band. We got a song from them coming up here.
They
shortly.
Rip super hard.
Yeah.
They're like a metallic hardcore band out of Columbus. Ohio. Yeah. And definitely come to check those guys out. They're coming all the way out here, and I got to give it up to them. And their music is just awesome. If you love that metallic hardcore sound.
If people want to check out Snotfest 3, is there advanced tickets available?
Yeah, I got. So we're doing an advanced thing. I'm only going to be going until like the Wednesday before the show, but you can Venmo the link. Well, I think we can post the link later, but it's a Venmo link to save like $3, $12 in advance, $15 the day of the show. So
is that link in the event here? There's a QR. If you go into the discussion part of the Facebook event, there's a QR code that will scan you right to the Venmo.
Yep.
Get that discount for the advanced tickets.
Yeah, why not save a few bucks, you know?
Anything else besides the music? Any vendors or anything special there?
So my buddy Dom, he's been a drummer for a very long time and been in some really awesome bands in the Chicagoland area. Excuse me. And he's actually bringing his mobile pizza outfit up here. So he's going to be making handmade pizzas and stuff at a great price and doing whatever we got. Sorry, I almost swore there.
You got fired up. That's what you got.
Yeah,
fired up.
But he's got, you know, vegetarian options and stuff like that, too. So we got a little something for everybody for food. We got John at the door is coming. He helped with some stuff with this festival, and I appreciated his help for this, too. So they're going to be down there probably selling some records and merch stuff for their business. And then Freedom Skateboard Shop, they'll be down there.
Nice.
And, you know, all my sponsors are just awesome companies, and you should check them all out.
Absolutely. And it looks like the list of all the sponsors are also on the Facebook event.
Yep.
Hey, people that support local music, you know, your sponsors for Snotfest, of course, the sponsors we have here at Max Inc. Radio. Yep. God, much love to them, and thank
for
you so
real.
Much.
Thank you.
And so please go out and buy something from them, you know? Snotfest at the Crucible, July 22nd. That's next Saturday. Looks like the show starts at 1. Well, the first band is scheduled at 1:45, so I bet
They start at 1.
They start at 1.
One till 1:45, yeah.
Okay.
Unless something changes or something crazy happens, everything should still go according to that schedule.
Awesome. More details on the Facebook event. Just search Snotfest. Put that apostrophe before the in between the S and the N.
And we're on Instagram too. It's Snotfest Punk Fest. So check it out.
Awesome, dude. Thank you very much for coming in tonight. It's great
to
see you.
Thank you for having me, man. You too.
Disconnect is the name of your new band. This is unreleased,
brand new,
brand spanky new. I mean, there's smoke coming off the Automation playlist now.
We haven't even released this or played it for our friends yet, so you guys are the lucky listeners.
All right, so the song is called Cut the Power.
Cut the Power.
Tell me about the song.
Well, it's pretty
all
much
90 seconds
for
it. Of
it. Yeah, it speaks for itself, you know. All these songs are straight to the point hardcore punk songs. It's, you know, socially conscious lyrics and stuff in mind, so...
Is there a specific story behind this song, this particular song?
You'd have to ask him about that. I don't want to give away all the secrets.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a song right now, and people can figure it out for themselves. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
It's Disconnect and Cut the Power, brand new music on Max Inc. Heavy Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. The Fast Plants out of Chicago and Grosso. Infuriate before that from the Twin Cities. All Systems Fail and Disconnect. Started that set off with Cut the Power. Brand new for your ear holes. Once again, Snotfest happening July 22nd at the Crucible here in Madison. A ton of good bands coming through. If you like the punk and hard rock and metal, you got to check it out. Crucible on July 22nd. And thanks for thanks to Tommy for popping in tonight. We got Essential Last Crack coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll do a couple more Snotfest bands after 11 o'clock as well. Plus some other new music in the works. Let's do some Helix right now. Corrupt System on Max Inc. Radio.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record label's reading, so does the girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bach.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Thawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.